much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
4:39 on a Sunday morning, and good morning to you, Mr. Dave Schwann.
And good morning, Mr. Plyer.
Getting yourself all set in the, again, the transfer of power happens
the
again.
The transfer of power has taken place. And
peacefully?
And it is peacefully and without event.
Good to hear. How are you, buddy?
Okay. All right. I have to say, though, just I think everybody was saddened by the passing of Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah,
it brought me down. It did because
anybody who grew up with her, and by the way, not many people have two massively successful shows.
But how about it?
Yeah,
She did, and I am now old enough to remember. Of course, we all watch these on reruns. Tyler Moore,
yeah.
Dick Van Dyke, we all watch these on reruns. But I remember. I grew up with these shows when they were, you know, on the air in prime time.
Yeah.
And then she did this stunning dramatic role in Ordinary People.
Yep, yep. And did you see The Gin Game? Ever see The Gin Game on PBS?
I haven't.
That's another two-hour movie, and they played much older people, like a relationship that when they retired and they were in a nursing home together, it was Mary Tyler Moore and Dick Van Dyke. It was in the early 90s, but The Gin Game was I think it was nominated for Emmys, and so were they.
I'll have to check into
brilliant,
this.
Brilliant show that not a lot of people remember, but her longevity in the business is nothing short of amazing. And you're right. When I first saw the news flash across Facebook that said she was ill, it saddened me because I knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know she's been sick for years.
She dealt with diabetes.
Blind. She was blind the last few years, you know. And, I sent it to my kids, like pictures of both shows to my kids when they were in school that she had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And both my kids were sad by that because, you know what? I actually play those shows, especially the Dick Van Dyke show, because it's timeless.
It is.
And it's damn funny, so well written.
Oh, brilliant.
That, you know, and when I see, you know, and I've said this before, when I see some of the kids, what they watch today on the Disney Channel and Nickelodeon, they are just the worst sitcoms that they just churn out like hamburgers at McDonald's, speaking of which. And they're awful. And that I would rather have them watch some of these classic shows that we all grew up with. And MeTV today, I think Dick Van Dyke is on Cozy, which is kind of an offshoot of NBC, but MeTV is going to be playing this afternoon.
3 hours.
3 hours of that, from the pilot to the final episode, Chuckles, the Clown, all the great episodes that Neil has pulled together. So I'm looking forward to seeing those this afternoon.
Remember the Mary Tyler Moore episode where Walter Cronkite came into the newsroom? Ted was
beside himself. For the first time ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Mary Walter.
And her legendary parties that she would have that were just awful, and you know, her dates, and it just both shows just classic shows, classic shows.
What else was I going to say about Dick Van Dyke here? We got off on Chuckles the Clown and everything else, but they were indeed they were ahead of their time in some way, you know, in terms of their writing and everything else. They were cut above. You know, you mentioned, Dave, the way they churn out sitcoms these days. You know, there are many sitcoms back then that came and went.
Oh, absolutely.
And that are forgotten.
Absolutely.
But both of these were a cut above. And everybody that was cast in the parts fit them perfectly.
If you also have not seen this, about sometime in the mid-2000s, CBS put out, first of all, they did a colorized version of this
That's what I was going to ask. Did you see the colorized versions?
I did. And you know what? I love the Lucy ones. I didn't like the Dick Van Dyke Show ones
like
as much because I'm used to seeing them in color. The Lucy ones, maybe because they're older, it's more fascinating to see it. I just was not a fan. I like watching it in black and white. But there was a CBS put out a show called the Dick Van Dyke Show Revisited, and they literally rebuilt the set of the Dick Van Dyke Show where Richie was living, and Dick and Mary played Rob and Laura. Ellen Brady was in there, and Sally, you know, because Rosemarie, who I think we're going to talk to in the next month or two, is still around.
Mm-hmm.
And they all played their characters on the show. And literally, it was a lot of flashbacks, but it was about talking about, I think it was writing a eulogy for Alan Brady when he died. He wanted Rob to handle it or something like that. But it was literally an episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show that they did for about 90 minutes.
Hmm.
And it was very fascinating, and it was very well done because it was funny, and it was also, I think Carl wrote it, and they went to a bunch of flashbacks. So I think it's on YouTube. You can catch it on there, but it was called The Dick Van Dyke Show Revisited. Mm-hmm. So catch that if you can.
Well, one of the colorized versions that they showed recently here was the one where Laura let it slip on that game show that Alan Brady was bald.
Exactly. Well, you know what the other one I wanted to see, because it was the holidays, I wanted to see Alan Brady Presents. I wanted to see the Christmas episode.
Oh, sure.
I didn't understand why they didn't do that one.
Yeah, good thinking. Yeah,
maybe next year. I'm sure they're going to do this every year. They said they're going to do another couple next year, too.
Okay.
So hopefully that tradition will continue.
Well, let's lobby for the Christmas
Let's
show.
Lobby for that. Let's lobby for that. All right, a little history, Dave. 1690.
Yeah, where were we?
Well,
We
were talking history
yes,
there.
Yes, we were.
1690, first paper money in America was issued. 1824, J.W. Goodrich introduced the world to its first rubber material, but it was galoshes before he made the tire.
That's right.
That he would make. Yeah, it was galoshes. 1876, baseball's National League forms with teams in Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Hartford, Louisville, New York, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. 1882, the Knights of Columbus formed. 1895, the first rolling lift bridge in Chicago opened up. 1910, the Boy Scouts of America is incorporated by William D. Boyce. 1918, Stars and Stripes, the weekly U.S. Armed Forces newspaper, first is published. And in 1932, Al Capone was sent to prison. Here's a newsreel on that day.
October 19, 1931. Chicago gangland boss Al Capone, alias Scarface, is arrested by federal prosecutors. Famed for the St. Valentine's Day massacre of Bugsy Moran's gang, he is also responsible for many other gang war bloodbaths. However, Capone managed to slip free of such charges in court. Upon moving from Brooklyn in 1920, he rose from a two-bit bootlegger to the undisputed warlord of Chicago gangsters. But a federal judge finally sentenced him to 11 years for, of all things, tax evasion.
There you go. 1935, Monopoly board game goes on sale for the first time. You know what? Are you a big board game guy, Dave?
I used to be.
Okay.
I grew up with Monopoly. Right. In fact, some friends of mine and I, during a Christmas vacation back in the day, we had a Monopoly game that went on for like 3 days.
That's awesome. No, I know those. Yeah, you leave them there. Yeah, you leave the pieces there. Is your dad into that at all? I mean, did you ever play with him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. We played that. We also played as a family. We played Life. Remember Life?
I love Life.
The board game Life.
Played that a lot at our cottage up in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Life and Hangman, Stratego.
We played Stratego. Right.
And Clue. Clue is my favorite.
Clue
is my favorite. We have, my family loves it. And so, you know, sometimes we got to shut off the digital devices and we play a board game. And we have about 20 different Monopoly games that are themed, you know, like for the holidays or the Blackhawks, or we have a Marshall Fields one, you know, so we it's fun to play because it's just a different board every time, but it's obviously the same game. Here is a classic Monopoly commercial from the 70s.
People together.
Delayed.
Monopoly's been bringing people together for almost 50 years. That's how long we've been wheeling and dealing together, building hotels together, and going to jail together.
Corner the market and utilities.
There you go. 1937, the first Charlie Chaplin talkie, Modern Times, is released. 1941, the USO is founded. 1949, and I love this day, the RCA Records Company issued the first ever 45 RPM single. The invention of the size made jukeboxes possible. Now, there were jukeboxes out there, and I know this because I go to the jukebox show every year, that had 78 records in them.
My uncle worked for a company that distributed them.
In Illinois?
Part of his job was to go to their various clients and take out the records that were no longer hits or no longer being played and
change out
with new ones. Yeah. As a result, he had, back in the big band era, some Glenn Miller originals.
Oh, that's very cool.
A young singer named Dinah Shore.
Oh,
people like that.
Yeah. Well, you know I have a jukebox.
Yes. Yes.
In my basement, and it's a Seaberg.
There's nothing like them.
No, and it's the same model that opened up Happy Days.
Oh, okay.
Exact same
one. Where you
one.
See it in the opening.
Well,
the opening.
I bought it from the Paramount lot, beat to hell. And then I sent it out to North Carolina to have it refurbished. So, but they could never prove to me. I bought it pretty cheap, actually. But they could never prove that that was the one that they used. But I thought, well, kind of a coincidence that it was from the Paramount lot.
Close enough.
Close enough. But I changed out the 45s recently, and I've got a lot of original records of my mom's, like the 45s. I've like I think Hound Dog from Elvis Presley is an original 45 from the 50s that she has in there. But I added some Beatles and some Stones, and I've got some more recent stuff in there as well. But I literally had to go online and find a record cleaner. Remember the brushes and stuff you'd buy?
Oh, I still have them.
Yeah. Well, they still make them, and there's one that's really recommended, and so I'm going to go through one of these days. You know, I was talking to Roger about spring cleaning. I'm going to go through and clean all these records because I got a couple skippers in there as well. But I also have Go Cubs Go and Here Come the Hawks. I found all the 45s online that I've bought over the years, so I've got all the team stuff in there too. It's pretty cool.
Hang on to them. I must tell you, I made a mistake. Years back when CDs all came out and we were all excited about CDs, and I parted ways, either gave away or sold some 45s and LPs. Not all of them. I still have a lot, but, you know, some that I already had on the CD, I thought, hey, yeah, this is a perfect replacement. And now I miss them.
Yeah.
So hang on to them if you still got them.
Yep, absolutely. You betcha. Let's see, 1956, the Daily Defender began publishing. 1964, WCIU, Channel 26, began broadcasting. 1967, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour premiered on CBS. Trying to get them, by the way, for a conversation.
Oh,
not
great.
Easy. Not easy.
No?
Hitting a couple roadblocks on this one.
Oh,
but the 50th anniversary, and my parents had a Smothers Brothers Greatest Hits album that my sister and I used to listen to all the time. Here's a little excerpt.
I was just talking about on your future. Now, what do you want to do with your life when you grow up, you know, when you get bigger? Who do you want to be like?
Well, I'm not going to get much bigger, but who I want to be like, who I admire the most, is I want to be like my father.
Who?
Gort Smothers. He used to take me for walks
Wait,
in the
who?
Park. Gort. He used to take me
Tommy,
for walks
no, no,
in the...
No, you your father's name was Mort.
Then who's that guy I was hanging around
with? I don't know.
Well, he did a lot of things. My old man's a sailor, what do you think about that? He wears a sailor's collar, he wears a sailor's hat. He wears a sailor's raincoat, he wears a sailor's shoes. And every Saturday evening he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a sailor, the same as my old man.
Do you remember that song, Dave?
I have a vague memory of it.
I think we played that record so many times. That's the one that sticks out the most when we did this. But, yeah, we're going to try to – it's been – you know, I'm pretty aggressive when it comes to getting good guests, but we're going to try to get the Smothers Brothers.
That would be great.
Right?
And they had a really great show and got in trouble with CBS with some of the things they were saying and doing.
Yeah, very outspoken in the day, and they were canceled as a result.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were blasted out for a while. 1974, Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles opened in movie theaters. Classic.
I don't
right?
think just, I've ever
You're just laughing,
so hard
right?
In
you're
my
just
life.
Laughing thinking about it, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Also, very legendary. In 1981, The Brady Brides debuted on NBC. Horrible show. Horrible show. All right. 2004, Janet Jackson's breast is exposed during the halftime show. Yep. The boob came out on Super Bowl. In 2004, resulting in U.S. broadcasters adopting a stronger adherence to FCC censorship guidelines. Yeah, I remember seeing that when it happened. And don't tell me that wasn't planned. It was brilliant. The publicity she got over there. We're still talking about it.
How about it? How
still
about
talking
it?
About
not
it.
Not only
13
that,
years later.
Stations, local stations, not the network, but the local stations that showed it. We're all fined or subject to fines
Terrible.
Each and every time that it was shown.
Yep.
From the FCC.
Yep. She made a little history there. 2007, Super Bowl, Indiana Colts beat Chicago Bears 29-17 at Dolphin Stadium. Peyton Manning in Indianapolis was the quarterback.